and Harry got married, and maybe breaking up might have been a better thing to do. Granted, they had their moments, but in the big picture, those moments were too few. Somewhere in his past, old Harry boy let that demon of anger have his heart. Alice mistook the anger for jealousy, the jealousy for love, and she played her part. To the moon, Alice, to the moon. You're going soon. Harry saw life as a pressure cooker, and the fits of rage as just escaping steam. Real life for Alice was a struggle to hold the little love she deserved, and her dreams were only dreams. Learning to see Harry's boiling point coming, she learned things she could do to stoke the fire. In the stillness after the steam was blown, he was a lover again, and she his one desire. To the moon, Alice, to the moon. You're going soon, Alice, to the moon. There's a different line drawn every day, cross anyone and you're on your way to the moon. Alice discovered romantic novels would take her places she could not forget. Harry discovered alcohol, a real good snarl, and a voice for making threats. Well, Alice was in New Zealand one night with a tot and 10 lovers' arm around her waist. Harry came in with a bottle of gin and brought her home real quick by throwing her around the place. Oh, Alice, you're gonna end up tiptoeing round the lion's den for one too many nights. No matter what you think you deserve or think you'll lose, you gotta make it out of there.